Mark Robinson is a name you ought to know if you're interested in American politics. He's a former factory worker, rose quickly in the purple state of North Carolina to become the state's first black lieutenant governor. And last week, he easily won the Republican primary for governor, and on election night, he thanked his supporters.
They've seen the days of poverty, they've seen the days of hunger, they've seen the days of struggle, but like North Carolina herself, we've risen past that to see a better day.
Robinson is a strong supporter of former President Trump, who has called him Martin Luther King on steroids. Our next guest says Robinson could win the governor's race, despite a history of controversial remarks, including denying the Holocaust in World War II. Christopher Cooper is professor of political science at Western Carolina University. Professor Cooper, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
So Mark Robinson is running against Democratic State Attorney General Josh Stein. Will this race in North Carolina be determined by personality or by issues?
You know, I think this is going to be determined by personality more than anything else. This meaning North Carolina is a 50-50 state. I think it's a coin toss in most statewide elections. This will be no different. And so Mark Robinson, as you heard in that clip and will continue to hear, definitely has a personality. People are going to become more and more aware of it as we inch towards Election Day.
He said a lot of controversial things. He first gained attention back in 2018 when he went before the city council in his hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina, to tell city leaders why he thought they should not ban a gun show in town. Let's listen.
It is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority.
And a star was born, seemingly, in North Carolina politics. I mean, how did that moment help propel his rise?
This wasn't just any city council meeting that just sort of happened and then was forgotten about. This got, thanks to social media, got picked up and shared. So Mark Walker, who was a member of Congress in that area, shared it on his Facebook page. That was shared over 3 million times. So this was kind of the city council speech heard around the world in the beginning of Mark Robinson's political career. Yeah.
And of course, as far as issues, schools, social issues are big issues everywhere in this country. Let's take a listen to Robinson in a church sermon in 2021. He's calling for Christians to take control of public schools.
There's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like it that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you.
So, Chris Cooper, is this one reason his supporters back him that he clearly does not back down?
Yeah, he doesn't back down. I mean, you hear a lot of Trump in that voice, right? And I think the same kind of thing that appeals to the Trump voter is appealing to the Mark Robinson voter. And it's probably not a surprise that oftentimes when Robinson appears somewhere, he's got a nice suit on and he's got a MAGA hat atop his head. And I think it's very much part and parcel of the very same message.
Yeah. So we do know that in North Carolina, the turnout of black voters has been a critical determinant in recent presidential elections. Any sense of which candidate here they're leaning toward?
Look, there's no question that Josh Stein the Democratic nominee, is going to get the majority of the African-American vote. I don't think anybody in the right or left would question that. The key thing, though, for Robinson is could he peel off, let's just say, 5% of voters, of African-American voters, voters of color who would have otherwise gone for Stein? In a state like North Carolina, where the margins have been as small as 401 votes and decided a statewide election, that could be critical. It really is a state decided at the margins.
Yeah. And briefly, his opponent, Josh Stein, has received far less attention, I would say, in this race. What should we know about his campaign and messaging and how the two sides polemically are differing?
Yeah, they are as different as night and day. So Josh Stein is currently the attorney general, of course. Josh Stein rose up through the ranks in kind of the usual way, right? He went to the General Assembly, which is our state legislature, then attorney general. He is very much cut out of the same mold as our current Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, right down to the political consultants that he employs. So it is very much a let's continue the current administration pitch from Stein, and Robinson's pitch is much more let's turn the apple cart over.
Yeah. Close race in North Carolina. We've been talking to Chris Cooper, professor of political science at Western Carolina University. Professor, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for your time.